Blog Talk Radio.
And hi, everyone, and welcome to our Saturday, July the 10th, 2021 call with Zora and Zoraya and our special guests. So hopefully everyone is had a good fourth, and that everyone is doing their best to stay in balance. So, anyways, we've got Zoraya here with us too, and I wanted to make a couple of, well, why don't we go ahead and bring Zoraya in first. Hello, Zoraya.
Hello.
Did you want to say hello to our big family?
I just did.
You're funny.
I know. I am funny. Sometimes.
All right. What's your big, well, we know that you have a message for us a little bit later, but did you want to say something right now?
No, I'll wait for my time and then I'll do it.
You'll wait for your time. Okay. All right, everyone. Before we begin, I just want to let everyone know and give a couple of announcements. So one, we do have an exciting call for today. We have Catherine and Ron, who's going to be explaining about some high-frequency products that they have and would like to share with all of us, all of you. Secondly, I also wanted to inform others that we will have a meditation call as well as discussion about the Zealous products tomorrow. No, I'm sorry. That would be on Monday with Dr. Jerry or Hari Das, and that's going to be at 4 o'clock Pacific time or 7 p.m. Eastern. And then we also have Q, who's going to be coming on our call. I haven't heard yet from him as far as a definite day and time, so it looks like it would probably be Monday or Tuesday. So we shall see. Okay, so I will give – so just go ahead and make sure that you are tied in to our newsletters so that you can get the latest news. So go to our website, which is www.zorraof.com and sign up. It's free. Okay? And then a couple more things. I just wanted to also mention that anyone who is interested in all of the beautiful and wonderful headbands and pendants and shoe inserts from Christine Light, again, please go to her website, and that's also on the newsletter, and go ahead and peruse that website that she has. It's wonderful. It's beautiful, high-level vibrational frequencies as far as the products. The healing headbands are great. If you don't have your headband on, you know that Zora is going to be asking and kind of looking around to see who has or doesn't have their headbands on, because he will be here soon as well. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and get started with begin our show with our invocation. Invocation coming in from Saint Germain. So with that being said, find your place, find your chair, and begin to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. And let's do that together. Breathing in through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Breathing in on a count of four. And hold. And exhale through your mouth. Just letting go of that stale air. Letting go of all all that is frustrating and stressing, etc. Breathe in again through the nose. And exhaling. A couple more times. Breathing in, deep breath. And hold. And exhale all aches and pains, all negativity, stresses, anxieties, frustration. One more time. Breathing in. Hold. And exhale. Good. As you breathe in and listen, you become present. You let go of everything else in terms of your brain, that fault of knowledge that always wants to be at some stage. And now it's all about you. It's all about that inner being that is you, that high frequency vibrational being, that high crystalline based being that we are in full fifth dimension. And here we go. The theme for today is again all about stability. It's about balance. It's about bringing in inner peace and calmness and joy into the present. And we thank Saint Germain for bringing this to us so that we can connect every day within. We are our I Am Presence. We breathe divine love and light into our heart mind centers. We are great temples of love and light. And we call forth the full power of the great violet flame of love and forgiveness, beginning with ourselves, to transmute all of the causes, the core effects, habits, programs, records, and memories of every single thought and feeling, word, or action we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, that reflects anything that is still associated with poverty consciousness and victimhood. Separation, powerlessness, low vitality, suffering, ill health, let it go, disease, misuse of male or female energy, misuse of power, self-hatred, shame, not being good enough, feeling bad within, fear, rage, anger, blame, negative judgment, or judgment, anything that is of lack and limitation of any kind that still dwells within, that's difficult to let go of. It is time every day to bring forth letting go, releasing. And not only are we releasing for ourselves, we're releasing for all of our brothers and sisters as well. And so, with great love and forgiveness, starting within ourselves, as our intention, we blaze the great violet flame and begin to envision the great violet flame within your heart. Beautiful violet blazing flame. And seeing that flame go through every atomic and subatomic particle of our within our bodies, starting from the heart and sending that blazing forgiveness flames all the way down into your root chakra, all the way down your hips, all the way out into your, throughout your body, through your toes, and then all the way up from your heart, the upper chakras, all the way up as it reaches your crown chakra, blazing and blazing to let go, to release, to forgive, and transmute. All about changing and transmuting all that we no longer need. Anything that is associated with lower vibrational frequencies from the fourth, the third, all the way down to anything else that we need to forgive and to let go of. Anything that has our signatures on it, any time, any place, that reflects anything less than the infinite perfection of who we are as goddesses and gods. We trust our goddesses and gods selves to transmute every speck of our being into the very highest love and light and abundance we are, which is that truth. We ask our I Am presence to fill our space with a golden, white, pink, for love, light of sources, prime creators, mother, father, gods, infinite love and light and health and abundance. And in the name of our goddesses and God selves, and source and prime creator and mother, father, God, we accept this as fully accomplished and we know it. Breathe in from your crown, from source, prime creator, mother, father, God, brilliant golden white, pink light streaming in through your crown, through our crown, through our head, all the way down the chakras, all the way down to our toes, sending it forth into our planet, into inner and hollow earth as we connect there as well with the high vibrational frequencies there and with source. And we are perfect, love, light beings. And relax, feeling vibrant, feeling full fifth dimensional light beings we are. All right, very good, everyone. And let's go ahead and continue with our show. I shall bring in Zoraya, if you will. Go ahead and unmute yourself. You are next. And thank you also for being here. Zarea? She doesn't know.
Hello.
Zarea, you can unmute. Oh, there you are.
Here I am.
Here you are, and we know you have a wonderful message for us. One coming
I have
from
a message.
You, and
I
the
got
other
a message.
How
coming from the trees.
Okay, well, how about this? Before the trees, how about your message for all of us?
Well, my message to everyone is to do not allow circumstances to cloud your judgment, or do not allow negative forces into your space, period. And you do that simply by calling upon the God or Goddess of your being and simply say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the God or Goddess of my being, I demand that you give me protection against all negative forces. And I know it.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Now, beautiful.
Now, this is a message from the trees, and they have the answer to all the fires that are going on right now.
Oh, thank you very much for that, Zarea.
Uh-huh. Fires set off in California and other parts of the country. Greetings, our brothers and sisters dwelling under the shade of our leaves and burrows and branches. We are the tree people. Standing on your land forms in all our majesty and grace. We sing to you through our branches and leaves, hoping to the tune will catch you. And you will feel our essence and rejoice in our contact. We will talk to you now about the fires in the state of California and other parts of the country, and the smoke shrouding your mountain in Mount Shasta and covering you with the soot and ashes and particles unhealthy to breathe. These fires were targeted and set off by your secret government using nature to burn our lives and pollute the air with smoke to make you sick so that they can reduce the population through sickness and better control your lives through fear. It is the most smart weapon they now have available with the technology backed engineered from fallen spacecraft and given to them by unholy negative extraterrestrials. They knew exactly where the lightning strikes would hit because they themselves precisely targeted the locations and then detonated the lightning charges. It is quite simple. And they have excelled in this kind of warfare, using all the forces of nature and making it appear as if nature herself, who is responsible for this. The new name for this kind of warfare is weather warfare. And it is the military plan to draft Mother Nature. The name from the book Weather Warfare by Jerry E. Smith. Yes, nature herself is creating some disasters in response to the unequilibrium in her body caused by humanity's total disregard for her life. But we must say this, that most of these earthquakes, tsunamis, floodings, droughts, volcano eruptions, winds, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, you name it, are now being deliberately caused by your governments to solve their problem of having too many on the surface. because too many people are too hard to control. The less people they have to control, the more they can put you into servitude to themselves. And this is their ultimate goal, to own you and to own the earth. We trees stand here and watch it unfold. We try to make contact with you, but you turn a deaf ear and blind eye to us and ignore us as we stand silently right by your very side. We are here as your bastions of strength, your wet warriors in disguise, who, when aligned with you, can overthrow the tyranny of these dark ones by our combined strength and wisdom. All the forces of nature are on your side, if you will, but align with our consciousness and stand solidly with us to disarm them. We do this through our combined consciousness, for when we combine our consciousness, our light exponentially magnifies and accelerates and speeds beyond your current imaginations. And the light, when exponentially magnifies, increases its light quotient, which can disarm and neutralize the quill of all negativity on Earth, leaving not only humanity but all life forms free to evolve as we were always meant to. Do you see why it is so important to connect with us? You have heard the term divide and conquer. Well, this tactic is obvious here in the nature realm, and the darkness knows this tactic so well. They have divided us by separating us because of our different forms. Well, now you are on to their game, and it is not so difficult to figure it out, is it? Just unite with us, and we can be a force so great that even their best strategists would not know what to do and would not give up in alarm and flee their posts. You know this well. United we stand, divided we fall. So stand with us in our strength, and we will carry you to freedom. All other life forms are connected with us, as we are connected with all except the humans, who up until now have wanted no part of the rest of God's creation. But since you are also part of God's creation, why not join forces all with us, not just our tree people, but all nature's creations, all of nature's life forms, and lend your consciousness to all of ours, and we will be able to surmount and overcome all tyranny everywhere on earth. We invite you, our human brothers and sisters, to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Separation is part of the problem. Actually, separation is the whole problem. And none of this world would have occurred had you not separated yourselves from each other and from us. Then you could not have been fooled and deceived, because you would have had access through our combined group consciousness to know the truth of what is happening before it got so out of control. Now your life is controlled, rather than you controlling your life. We are the tree people. We speak on behalf of all other life forms stationed on the surface. We wish you a good day. Now that's a call that's going out from the tree people to the people on the surface of this earth. It's another wake-up call for you. All these fires that you think that Mother Nature is doing herself, she's not. It's the government trying to eliminate more people. Just as the COVID-19 was perpetrated by your governments, not just the Chinese government, but every single government on the surface of the earth. Now you know the answer. Now you know why the COVID-19 came about.
Zaria?
Yes.
Perhaps maybe later on, Zora can also speak in regards to the heat wave that is hitting so many parts of the world besides quakes, etc. So we'll go and discuss that a little bit later with your dad, too.
That is also part of the plan to depopulate the United States.
Yes, the heat wave
that is happening right now in the West is not coming from the sun. It's coming from satellites in orbit around the Earth. They are sending beams that are causing high pressure areas to appear over the Western United States. That's what's happening right now. The immense droughts and heat waves and which the weather's been putting out heat alarms because they don't want people outside because they will die of heat exhaustion. So you may start to see less and less homeless people because they will be succumbing to the heat.
Oh, that is sad. Okay.
I know. Very sad.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll talk further. I would like to be, I'd like to bring in Dr. Tom now, if we can. So we'll go ahead and see what Dr. Tom is up to and some news.
Oh,
hopefully
my
some
cell
really
phone
great news. Thank you so much, Zaria.
I'll put myself on mute.
That was a splendid call and teachings coming from you as well as the trees. Oh, I do want to say something. Also, in addition to talking to trees and tree messages, et cetera, we received a link, and everyone should kind of look this up. It comes from one of our beloved family members. And her name is Bonnie. So anyways, I know we have a number of Bonnies. But anyways, this individual has been really helpful also as far as providing some links to help us kind of keep up with what is happening out there. So
I want to say one more
about
thing.
This, yes?
The book I just read from? Is from the collection of Diane Robbins. www.capitalrobbins.com. Go to her site and order her books from her directly, not through a third party. Okay, bye.
We got it. Thank you. Okay. So you can also go to this link on YouTube. It's number 157, Intention to Is Everything. That's the title. Number 157, Intention is Everything. And then it goes on saying something about explaining number 156, et cetera, about quantum energy, et cetera. So it comes also from the person. And her name is Quantum Truth JCK. Quantum Truth JCK. I will put that in our next newsletter as well for people so that you can just kind of click on it and you can go ahead and listen. Very well done. All right. So with that, let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom. Hello? Oh, we're dialing still? Uh-oh. Hold on a minute. It didn't work. Let's see. Let's try it again. There we are. Oh, it's not going through. Now, I know that he had said that he was going to be traveling a little bit. And
you want me to call and bring him in?
Yeah, why don't you do that? Well, because it's not connecting. I don't know if you're going to be able to do that also. Otherwise, we'll see if we can bring him in a little bit later. Go ahead and try it one more time.
I will try.
Here. Okay.
Yes, I will.
All right. A little patience, right? Everybody is learning patience. Like we can't believe. Patience in every way. Vajraya can connect. Pardon? Do you have Dr. Tom?
No. He's there. He's there.
Oh, he's there. Oh, Dr. Tom, I couldn't reach you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm out
oh,
in
you
the
know
wilderness
what?
Biking today.
All right. So, well, we've got you now. So,
okay.
All right. Tell us the great news.
Yeah, a little good news, and then we'll do a little wellness chat for a second. But well, last week everything was ready to go. We could go through the many factors of what was going on. I feel that the military is in control of this. They have the final say, the DOD. So they were evidently taking care of some things. It's a big process. But we did get words that Fargo, Chase Bank, have eliminated all credit lines. So if you had a credit line with Wells Fargo, so everything's starting to be zeroed out, so it's the beginning of Nisara. The bond people are now hopefully exchanging their bonds and getting paid this morning or in Switzerland. And also a couple of other contacts received funds yesterday. They haven't been released, but they can see the amounts now. One of the captains that's running the show, the Admiral in Reno, can see all the funds on the ledger. They're just waiting for release. All the money from Dubai 1 to Dubai 2 has been moved. They're still fighting the bad guys. But I feel that they're taking them out as we go. They want to collapse the economies, especially in Europe. And also the feds here are trying, this corrupt parasite clowns are trying to grab all the land. But that won't last too long. That'd be a nice, huh? They grab more trees. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking, hopefully, at notifications early next week. The rates are going up. Rates are good. It's a great time. So I think everyone needs to just take this weekend, get everything ready to go, and take some time out and by yourself go for a walk or whatever, get outside in nature.
Could I just add to that, Dr. Tom?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just wondering,
yes.
You know, when we're looking at the sequence of events that are moving forward, and if we just take a look at the RV part of it, we now know we've been waiting for the fines and penalties to go through. And they say that that's already been completed. Is that correct or not?
We don't know. I think the intel is all shut down. So
uh-huh.
If we do know, it's being covered up and not. Everyone has signed NDAs. The judicated announce the processing. So everything's processing this weekend.
Okay.
But once again, once everything is done, the DOD will look over everything. I know the Chinese and the Treasury had a great meeting yesterday. So really excited. Everyone needs this to go, and it's a master plan. And I really feel that disclosure of everything that's been going on, especially the voting fraud, my opinion is
right.
that it'll come out at this time so we can get things rolling. And then it's quite a big plan just from everything.
Okay.
So,
all right. Very good.
So
very positive. Thank you.
And then so I was thinking the other day, as you guys know, I've been suffering a little injury, musculoskeletal injury, from overdoing it, being a 60-plus-year-old doing 20-year-old things, and realizing that, you know, we get distracted and we slip, and we realize that we have the power to heal it completely. And that's kind of what I started to do, because I remember when I was practicing, you know, the power of thought, what we think every day. If you're an attorney or you have a business and you have stress and you lose your business and you go through a divorce, all these thoughts, when someone has a stress heart attack, they open up their arteries, there's nothing there. All they see is micro tears in the heart. So the mind is so powerful. Literally destroy the body to actually kill itself. Well, what we can do is do the opposite. If you can think happiness and good things and heart-minded things and heal, then you can reverse all your healing. If you can destroy your body with your thoughts, you can heal your body with your thoughts. I think that's real important that we get back into that, especially with all the distractions of all of the low frequencies that it's hitting us. I think we all have to be in the moment and also think and stay as Zariah and I were talking the other day, is doing. We must do and make the future, think about the future all the time. Don't go back in the past. Don't think. Just do. So that's my my update. And
beautiful.
Any other
beloved God?
Beloved God.
Thank you.
Beloved God.
I guess, we have. Okay. All right. Hold on a second.
Rub your hands together and place your hands on opposite sides of the area that you are afflicted by. Now. Five, four, three, two, one. Receive.
Five, four, three, two, one. I receive.
From the God of my being.
From the God of my being.
I am fully restored.
Fully restored.
I am fully restored.
I am fully restored.
And I know it.
And I absolutely know it.
Indeed.
Thank you.
I will put myself on mute.
All right. I'll get my ride over the next 20 miles. Are you there?
When we got back.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, everybody. Okay, so thanks, Dr. Tom, for being here
with
us, and and happy journey.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. I just wanted to also, again, maybe tag on a little bit to what Dr. Tom and what Zariah has been saying. And we know that thought is everything, right? So if you will, you know, start beginning to do your own work, inner work, And that means bringing in knowledge with it into your heart mind that really helps you to figure out exactly what you we each need to do to bring ourselves into balance and into stability. So a few things to kind of remember, and this comes from Joe Dispenza. Many of you know him. And he has, when you go to YouTube, you could put down Rewired. There's a lot of information to understand how the brain works and how to change what you're thinking, if it's negative, into something that's more harmonious and more balanced and more peace and more joy. So know that your same thoughts will also bring forth the same choices you've had, right? If you do this all the time, most of us have similar thoughts all of the time, which also results into the same choices, which also results into the same actions or behavior, which also results in your experience, the same experience and the same feelings. And all of that really has to do with the past. You know, what you did yesterday. So if you want to be able to create something new, this is what one does. And, you know, Zora has talked about this, of course. Q has has spoken about this as well. So what you want to do is you want to bring in new thoughts. New thoughts will also create new choices. It also will create new actions and behavior. So if you think of it in terms of, which is what Dr. Tom is doing, which is what we should all be doing in regards to creating what brings you joy. What is it? Think about it, imagine it, and move in that direction instead of thinking about what I'm going to have for dinner, what I'm going and go through the same schedule day in and day out. And if you haven't changed, if you haven't healed, then it's time to be able to make those proper changes through new thoughts, through new choices, which brings forth new actions and behavior, has to also do in terms of your health. You know, whether or not you're having a heart problem, whether or not you have aches and pains, or just even thinking depression, thinking, you know, frustration and anger, you are the creator. You are the one that can change. No one else can. New behavior then, yeah, results in new experiences and new feelings. So today, I mean, we have been talking a lot about frequencies and vibrations all of the time. So we do our part, you do your part, we all do our part. And just choose something that you can go ahead and change and move into something new that brings you better joy. Because when you do that, what the brain does then, it creates new neuron pathways. So better pathways in which you're then, it goes into your subconscious. That's what your subconscious will do, is to bring that forth in your reality. So just those few words also to think about. Now, we do have a couple special guests today. And I should see, I did tell them that I was going to be bringing them in within the next, let me see, 4 or 5 minutes. Maybe I could see if I could bring them in now, since we are ready for them. And hold on a second. Here we go. All right. Let me go ahead and see if I could bring her in first. Okay. And then she can go ahead and introduce the other person who's going to be discussing this. And this person's name is Catherine. So hold on a second as we bring her through. All right. Let me see if we can get her through now. All right, Catherine, I hope you can get in. I hope you're there already. I know it's a little early. Hello. Hello, Catherine.
Hi.
Is this Jane? It is. I know it's a little bit early, but we finished with another portion of our call already. Yes, how are you?
Fine. Let me merge you with Ron, and then can you give him a little bit of background of what we're going to do?
Oh, sure. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
If you will, if you're ready. Okay, let me go ahead and kind of let everybody know a little bit about this tech. Yes.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, if you're ready to get us on, then maybe I better not. But you're going to call Ron on a different number?
I'm going to go ahead and give him a call from the number that you gave me.
Okay, so let me get off of this call because I'm talking to him, and I'll let him know that it's from a 347 and not an 844 because I thought it was an 844.
I'm calling you from 844.
It shows up 347-498-0005. That's weird.
Oh, that is. I'm going to have to call Block Talk. I didn't know it was coming from 347 at all. That's weird.
347, yeah, it's coming from a New York number.
All right.
Do you want to talk to Ron real quick before we get on, or?
No, we're ready for both of you.
Okay, let me let him know. Okay, it's going to come from a 347.
Okay, all right. Okay. And then are you going to stay put or what? Or should I call you back?
What was that?
Should I call you back or are you going to stay online?
I'll stay here. I'll hang up with him and then you can call him.
Okay. Oh, sure. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So what we were going to plan on doing is I was going to introduce a couple of our products, the iGuard and the Stargate, and then talk about what BodyWave kind of is about.
Sure.
And
okay.
and then I'll introduce Ron if that's okay.
All right. Well, you're good because
okay.
Everybody just heard you.
Oh.
Welcome to our Blog Talk show, Catherine. That was wonderful. So go ahead and tell Ron that I'm going to be going. I will be calling him then. Now, and
okay.
I will give you I will give just a short introduction, and then I will let you take over.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, all right. Let me go ahead. Yeah, if you will, I'll give you a few seconds. All right, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and while she does that, I'll go ahead.
Okay.
All right, I'll get Ron here. That was quick. Okay, let's go ahead and bring Ron in. Let's see. Everybody's, okay. And that's interesting because Ron is from the East Coast. Okay, all right, he's got that 347 number. But okay, so here we're going to go ahead and give him a call now.
Hello.
Hello, is this Ron?
This is Ron.
Hi, Ron. I have Catherine on the call, and welcome both of you to our Zora of Hollow Earth Blog Talk radio show, which reaches many, many people around the world. So thank you so much for coming here to talk about these extraordinary products. And it's the website, everyone, it's called Body Wave International. I'm going to go ahead and give the floor over to Catherine so she can tell us a little bit about her. But just a real quick summary, the products that she has is all about health, anti-aging, lots of frequencies and all about vibrations, which we are very, very familiar with. And this technology is really, truly amazing. So we actually had heard about this some time ago, and then we found out just inadvertently that a couple of our friends had already purchased a couple of these products also, and I'd had a chance to talk with them, and they've been using these products, Catherine, for a few months, and they told me how extraordinary and how very helpful it was for them. So Catherine is the CEO of this company called Body Wave International, appropriately named for what they has been developed for the world. So with that, Catherine, please tell us a little bit about yourself, tell us about the company, and then at some point I know that you will introduce us to Ron and maybe some Q&A. So thank you so much, Catherine and Ron, for being here.
Oh, thank you, Jane. Good morning, everyone. First of all, I want to tell you a little bit about BodyWave. It is a family-owned business that wholeheartedly cares about people, and we are in the business of changing lives. Just imagine a lifestyle where the inside and outside of your body begins to match in frequency, balancing one's mind, cells, organs, and even the DNA. Our products are infused with pure frequencies. Frequencies is either light, sound, or vibration. Our products are designed for health and wellness by the simplicity of frequencies transmitting to every cell in your body, not only to feel good, but allows your body to heal itself naturally. Each day, we're all affected daily by high and low frequencies. We want to unlock your own universe inside you and harmonize, awaken, and regenerate for a better balance of your own healing. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
Oh, Catherine? Yeah, sorry about that.
Yes.
That was just, I had another person coming in. I apologize. Please continue.
Okay. Okay. So we want to unlock your own universe inside you and harmonize, awaken, and regenerate for a better balance of your own healing. If we knew all the frequencies in the body and how it affects our everyday life, then we might change our minds or relook at exactly what frequencies are to the body's wholeness. Change your frequency, change your life. Okay, so I am not a doctor or give medical advice. And I don't like public speaking, but because of my love for sharing and educating people about our products, I do these calls. Let me tell you a little bit about two of our products. Everyone knows technology plays a major role in our lives. Our devices and smart meters are all around us emitting a lot of EMFs. We can't live without our cell phones or computers. The Stargate necklace and the iGuard bracelet are both one of a kind to help with shielding, healing, and preventative in a powerful, wearable electronic bracelet and necklace. These two products will help shield you like a Faraday cage so you don't get those negative influences that are all around us. It will help repair your body to a more balanced, healthier you. Did you know we as humans run in the range of 62 to 72 hertz? So when our frequency drops to a lower level, we get ill. For example, colds and flu run at 58 hertz, and cancer runs at a much lower level at 42 hertz. The low-level frequency affects your energy field. The iGuard and the Stargate is made of pure copper, 100% pure copper, not plated, but solid copper. Why do we do that? Copper gets absorbed into the skin. Copper is an essential nutrient for our body. Together with iron, it enables the body to form fresh red blood cells. It helps heal bones, blood vessels, nerves, and the immune function. It also contributes to iron absorption. Sufficient copper may even help prevent cardiovascular disease and osteoporosis. It has rare earth magnets, which is great for blood pressure, circulation, pain relief. It increases blood flow, which helps in healing, and has a positive effect on the pH balance of our cells. It must be over 700 Gauss to influence our body. These have 5,000 Gauss. It has shungite stones. Shungite not only helps protect the body from EMS and negative radiation, but can really charge the body with vitality, strengthens the immune system, which increases the rate of healing and cell growth. It detoxifies, kills bacteria, cell rejuvenation, boosts energy levels, dissolves stress and anxiety, relieves muscle aches and pains, and normalizes sleep patterns. It puts a magnetic shield around you to protect you. They have jade stones. These stones have healing properties, good for your heart, kidneys, and stomach.
far infrared. The far infrared goes deeply into our body, absorbing toxic substances and heavy metals, and then decomposes them. They have negative ions. These have invigorating effect on the human body. It naturally creates energy like a waterfall or lightning. You know, after a storm, you smell that freshness in the air? Those negative ions are cleaning the air, and you can feel the powerful energy it produces. They have anions. Our body produces a lot of positive ions, making our bodies acidic, and you don't want that. You want to keep your body in an alkaline state. Disease cannot live in an alkaline environment. They also purify the air. The iGuard and Stargate has 9 frequencies that are infused right into the Stargate and iGuard. Let's go through each of the 9. 174 Hz is an anesthetic frequency. It reduces pain physically and energetically. 285 Hz, this frequency returns the tissue to its original state, sending a message to reconstruct your damaged organs, leaving your body rejuvenated and energized. 396 Hz, mental cleansing. This frequency has beneficial effects on feelings of guilt, which often represents one of the basic obstacles to realization, enabling achievement of goals in the most direct way. 417 Hz, this frequency produces energy to bring about change. It cleanses traumatic experiences and clears destructive influence of past events. 528 Hz, this frequency repairs your DNA. It returns your DNA to its original state. 639 Hz, mental balancing. This frequency gives you harmonious relationships between family, friends, and social problems. 741 Hz, this frequency helps clean cells from from toxins. 852 Hz, this frequency helps replace negative thoughts into positive ones. And 963 Hz, this frequency puts your system back into its original state, enabling you to experience a oneness. The iGuard and Stargate also helps with addictions such as food, alcohol, and so much more. And that is huge for a lot of people that really need help in that area. The Stargate necklace and iGuard put your body back into a balanced state. It doesn't matter your age. Each one of us wants to be healthy and have a good quality of life. The iGuard comes with a built-in rechargeable battery with an intelligent color touchscreen, headphones, it's a watch, a step counter, a recorder, an alarm, a stopwatch, and you also get a little tool to adjust to the size of your wrist. You can download your favorite movies, music, and pictures while it's shielding, guarding, protecting, and healing you. It looks like a little bit like a smartwatch, but the way it works doesn't even come close. All you need to do is listen to it twice a day. So simple, so easy. For those of you that have a small wrist and don't like a big face bracelet or are not very technical, we have a simpler version called the Stargate. With all the stones, all the crystals, and all the energetic frequencies that are found in the iGuard, with one simple one-touch button. Instead of headphones, we have a bone conductor probe found on the back of the Stargate. Simply hold it to your temple once a day. If you have any pain or discomfort on the body, simply hold the back of the Stargate necklace on any problem area for any spot treatment. The iGuard and Stargate has the purest of frequencies to give you the best possible results to bring you back to a natural, healthier, balanced state. Doctors, scientists, and researchers are making new discoveries every day with these amazing breakthroughs with frequencies and the body with real science behind it. So those are the 2 products that we have.
That was a lot of information, Catherine.
Yes.
Tell us, if you can, tell us a little bit about what you have experienced with, you know, at least these 2 products, and we know that you have more. And we are also I think it'd be wonderful if we could also hear from Ron. But your own personal experience in terms of what these products have done for you would be great.
Okay. The iGuard. When I first put the iGuard on, 15 minutes after I put it on, I felt the energy coming from it. I was like, wow, this is great. And I was having insomnia. I couldn't sleep. Put the iGuard on, slept all night. Listen to all the frequencies a couple times a day with my earphones, and just relax, more focused, remembering things. So the feeling that I have with the eye guard is knowing that I'm getting shielded and I'm healing with it. So probably sleep, more energy, and focused. The
Beautiful.
Stargate does the same thing. I have them both because sometimes I go out and the Stargate is beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of jewelry. And so I put it on and people admire it and they say, what is that? So I tell them all about it. And the same thing. I feel the energy from it. I know that I'm being protected, shielded, and also healing with the frequencies.
Okay, beautiful. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
Now, this technology all got started with a very talented inventor that just wanted his brother to get well. His brother had Friedreich's ataxia disease. But by the time he put this technology together, his brother lost his battle and passed away. So because of his love for people, he decided to continue his work by helping thousands of people. And so I would like to introduce to you Ron.
I'm sorry, this is
Ron, are you there?
Bruce?
Ron.
There we are.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Ron.
How you doing?
We're great. We can't wait to hear what you have to say and how you came upon this wonderful invention. And of course, these days, it's all about frequency and raising frequencies and vibrations so that we can ascend, you know, is part of the ascension process. Anyways, please let us know a little bit about who you are and how you came upon this technology and why you're sharing everything that you are now.
Well, it's an honor to be able to share the story because it's unlike anybody else's. You know, I'm a high school dropout, never been trained in the medical field or electronics, but my story started when I was 8 years old. We got our very first color TV console. It was crazy. Everybody else had the 19-inch on them shaky little stands with the rabbit ears, and when I came home, I was 8 years old, and here it is. And it drove me crazy. How is color coming out on this? Well, by the time my mother got home from work, the TV was in parts. There were vacuum tubes and circuit boards all over the living room. They told me one day I'll look back and laugh at that day. But the beating I got, I'm still cringing just thinking about it. It took me a couple weeks of teaching myself electronics, going to the library, pulling up things. What is this? I don't know, but it has colors on it. I'd look it up in a book. Oh, it's a resistor. And what does the colors mean? Oh, it's the different resistance and going from top to bottom, how you read it. It took me 2 weeks. I put the TV back together, and it worked. From that point forward, everybody, they had some type of electronics, a toaster, anything they would bring to me to have it fixed. It's just a natural connection to frequency and electronics. And it never stopped. It just kept building from that point. Catherine was nice enough to start talking. My brother had Friedreich's ataxia, horrible disease listed under muscular dystrophy, one of the 76 diseases under muscular dystrophy. And to watch him whittle away, watch muscle atrophy set in, and him losing a lot of his abilities, I read in a magazine, Black Belt Magazine, back in the early 70s, had my idol on the cover, Bruce Lee. And it said an interview with Bruce Lee right on the cover. I read the story, and Bruce Lee was talking about how he doesn't have time for weight training and things. He uses an electric machine to build his body. Now, this man is known for a one-inch punch, which is devastating. I watched it. From 1 inch away, he hit a guy right in the chest, knocked him 6 feet sliding in a chair backwards. Is this the secret, is what I'm thinking, of muscle? And what would that do for my brother and others like him? My brother did lose his battle before I can get the information technologies, but I realize there's a lot of other brothers, fathers, cousins, mothers that are facing the same thing. So it was really built, all of this, from blood, sweat, and tears, literally. And to ease that for other people would be just tremendous for me. We were able to put it together. When I say we, I speak as me. We're all connected. So it's we. And that global consciousness is where we come from. And I don't want to sound far out there, but information gets downloaded.
You're not far out. Yeah, you're not far out there. We completely understand that we are one.
There is so much things that come to me that I should not know from living my life, but it gets downloaded and it's 100%. And I check with scientists and electricians and engineers, and I work with them. They're like, how do you even come up with it? I'm like, I don't. This is what's shared from a higher self or whatever people want to think of. And we're able to put technologies together. Faraday cage, just think about what we're talking about. There's so many frequencies. Every cell phone, radio station, TV station is going through our walls, through our bodies right now. We don't hear them. We don't see them. We don't feel them. But they're affecting our bodies. They're affecting our DNA. So to be able to shield from that is tremendous. Viruses, germs, bacteria, for the past year and a half, that's what everybody's panicking about. How do we build the body back up, shield it to kill these things before it even enters our body? There are so many different frequencies, and not only ones that we can create, but that are in crystals and stones and precious metals. And we found every one of them and put it into these products, the iGuard watch or the Stargate necklace. They are married together with all of the frequencies, crystals, stones, and do amazing for the body. We had people, COPD, a man, he was stuck in the bed. He had to walk 20 feet to the bathroom, and he would have to stop 4 times because he couldn't catch his breath. We sent him the iGuard bracelet. Within a couple days, he wasn't just going 20 feet to the bathroom without stopping, but he was going up and down the stairs. You know, it's amazing to hear so many beautiful testimonies, how we're actually changing and enhancing people's lives on a daily basis. Arthritis, to people going for surgeries, high blood pressure. Well, we just recently put somebody on with high blood pressure. He checks it 3 times a day, and he's pretty bad. He already had toes amputated. Excuse me. And at 3:30 in the morning is one of the times that he checks it. For 2 years straight, it's been 180. To me, that's really high already. Mm-hmm. That's the blood sugar. And he put this on at 11 o'clock at night, ran it for 1 hour. At 3:30 in the morning, he checked it, and it dropped over 40 points from the first time using it. It's just so amazing for so many. And people think, oh, so this works with blood pressure. This works with sugar. No. This works with balancing the body, putting it back to a balanced state. The body knows how to operate sugar. The body knows how to pump blood. The body knows how to do everything. It's the most amazing piece of machinery ever designed. This just gives it a tune-up. Once your organs are back in balance, they know how to operate, creating that young, youthful, healthy, energetic state. So that's all it does. All of that is something so small. And I might add, looks pretty beautiful too. I don't design jewelry, but we tried our best, and we're getting compliments left and right on it.
Beloved God.
Excuse me, Ron. This is Zora. Zora is being channeled through Billy, and Zora and Zoraya are both off-worlders. Billy, who was deposited on the surface, is channeling her father, who comes directly, both of them come directly from inner earth, from hollow earth. So now Zora is here, and he has a few words to say. So go ahead, Zora. Zora, meet Ron and Catherine.
I term them as beloved God and beloved goddess. Anyway.
All right.
Do not go with names. Like, simply go with what they are, gods and goddesses. Anyway, you are also what is termed an apprentice to Tesla.
Oh, Ron. That's Ron.
In a past life.
That's what inspired me. Nikolai Tesla was one of the people.
In most recent past life, you were apprentice to Tesla.
That makes so much sense.
That is where your knowledge comes from. It comes from, and the downloads you were getting were coming directly from Tesla.
Wow.
Yeah, so you didn't need high school. You didn't need school.
No, you didn't need school at all, because you were it was inbred within you.
Wow.
These technologies coming forth, you are going to do much greater things too. You are going to be instrumental in the celestial chambers that are coming. So understand.
We're talking about the
med beds,
Ron.
We already have passed med beds with our technology.
Oh, I know you have. Of course you have. But I'm not talking about a med bed. I'm talking about a celestial chamber, which is totally different from the med bed. Understand, it not only reverses aging and reverses the DNA and rewrites the DNA to where it is of a pure state, but also you have what is called the knowledge within you to access every single invention that Tesla was doing. All you have to do is call upon the God of your being to bring forth that knowledge back to you, and you will be instantly what you call way ahead of many, many peoples. Understand?
Totally.
Indeed. So what you're doing is a blessing for the surface dwellers, surface peoples. As more and more of the governmental intrusion into the lives of the people on the earth, and of course, all of what's going on right now, the fires, the heat, and all of this nature, everybody is wondering, why is the sun doing this? The sun has nothing to do with this. The sun is cold fusion. It is not hot, as you have been taught. The sun is not hot. It is cold fusion, as well as a planet. It is not heat. The only thing you see when you look at the sun through a telescope, you see a light. You do not see fire. This is a what you call a hologram that was placed around the planet so people do not go there. That's because they, the shining ones, do not want you there because they are evolving and they do not want any interruption in that evolvement. So that is why they have
shining.
Placed what is termed as the shining ones.
Shining ones are... The shining ones are the inhabitants of the sun, which is considered a planet. Correct.
It is a planet. It is not a star. It is a planet. And if you look at what NASA calls sunspots, dark areas of the on their pictures, that is actually the surface of the planet that you are seeing. It is not just sunspots. It is it's where what you call areas of the what you call hologram is being opened for view. And of course what you term solar flares is also an illusion, and it has nothing to do with any interaction on this planet at all.
Excuse me, Dora. Could we
Yes.
Yes. If we could get back to our, the Body Wave International product.
I understand
this,
but
you could speak with Sean and Catherine. Yes.
This was meant to happen, meant to be said. The information that I'm bringing forth was meant to be said for their benefit. So now they understand from whence their knowledge comes.
So what do you feel about the products that they do have?
What did I just say? It is a blessing.
Well, because they come from Tesla, so they are all blessings, right? And people should partake of them.
They are indeed. Indeed, they are. And there is more to come.
Catherine will talk about that, and Ron.
Indeed.
I will put myself on
mute
again.
Oh,
sorry. Ron,
I will put myself on mute once more.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead, Zora. All right. So Zora had to say a few words, which, is beneficial for everyone else to know about you, Ron, and Catherine. And about what you are doing to help the world. So obviously, this is just the beginning of your the beginning of this career, if we want to call it a career, or our path and journey. So a little bit, Ron, what we'd like to be able to do is, we know that you have a lot of other products. So going back to the technology, we understand now that from whence it came from. I'd like to just kind of talk a little bit about both the guard as well as the necklace. So for all of you, we usually will try out products before we begin to promote them. So when we first got them, of course, Zora always said, well, I would ask Zora, I said, do you think we should try these products? I said, they seem amazing. And so he says, you try them, try them. So, it's always about your experience anyway. So that's what we decided. We had a choice of either the bracelet, which is the eye guard, or the necklace, which is the Stargate. And both of those have the same components of frequencies in terms of how it can heal the body. And I know we can't say it heals or cures, et cetera, but we can say it assists, and it assists tremendously with the frequencies. And we understand that we have high frequency products that we can ingest and take within our bodies. But now we have, besides the pendants that we have and the et cetera, now we have another product coming from Ron and Catherine that is really, truly, truly amazing. So a little bit about our experience with this. And I'm going to have Zoraya, Billy, tell a little bit about how she has felt wearing the Stargate, which is the necklace. Now, everyone will probably think about a necklace in terms of a little bitty pendant, and then you've got this really gorgeous, really intricate, and a small necklace, as far as what attaches to the pendant. I will tell you that the pendants themselves are bulky. You can go to their website, which is Body Wave, BODY Wave, WAVE International.com, and you can take a look at how everything is explained. It's beautiful, beautifully done, as far as the website, Catherine. And then you also know a little bit about Catherine, and she just looks absolutely fabulous. Catherine, grandmother, and you look that good. And you look beautiful. And so you can see her picture there too. We don't get a chance to see Ron's picture, but that's okay. We have Catherine, who talks a little bit about these wonderful products. But anyways, going back again to the eye guard and the necklace, since this is what we're talking about today. And so, Zoraya, can you give? I will give a testimonial as well. But why don't you give a testimonial as well from you regarding the product?
Well, first off, it is not Zoraya.
his
oh,
eyes.
Oh, Zora, you're still here. Oh, okay, go ahead. Tell
of
us
course
what
I'm here.
Soraya has... tell us again what you are in.
But I'm, what I'm about to say is going to be, what do you call, earth-shattering, earth-shaking. This technology...
okay, go ahead.
This technology is the answer to muscular dystrophy.
Wow.
It is also the answer to Lou Gehrig's disease.
Uh-huh.
You cannot say it will heal. However,
no.
I can.
Because you're not here. I will be, but you're not.
Understand. But understand this, the necklace and the bracelet, if you put it upon a person who has what you call muscular dystrophy, who is wheelchair ridden, you put it on them, they will be out of that chair in a matter of days.
Wow.
That's how powerful this device is.
So all of the other diseases and illnesses that people have, you know, that will greatly eliminate whatever concerns they have. Anything that is going on, yeah. So can I say a few words now, Zora?
You may indeed.
Now, I can't get to, you know, obviously I can't give a testimonial according to Zora, but I will give my own personal testimonial being a human being in this realm. So when we first received it and we put it on, I got the necklace is really, I mean, it knocked me off my feet, actually. Well, not literally, but you could feel the energy immediately, as soon as you turn that on. So even though it's bulky, you know, you could wear it all day long. You could just put a shirt over your thing if you don't want to show it, but you could show it, and then that's a really great way of sharing it and you know, bringing it forth to help other people so that they too can begin their healing process. So it's all about sharing. It's all about what you can do for yourself and for others. So my testimony is that not only can you feel it, you can literally feel that energy moving in your body as you're wearing it. So one of the key things that I've noticed for myself is that it gives me the energy that I need. When I feel like I need extra energy, and especially with all of the energies that are coming in from the cosmic realm, you know, it can really kind of make you feel fatigued, you know, because that's one of the symptoms, right, of energy that comes in. So anyway, so I put this on, and, you know, within just a short few, you know, 5 minutes, you know, within a couple of minutes, I already feel very, very balanced already. It'll help you from head to toe. So not only does it give you energy, but it gives you greater focus. I'm talking again for me. It gives me better focus. It gives me balance. I feel like I'm in equilibrium, which is always what we want. We want homeostasis, right? And then anything else in terms of what I see around me in terms of negativity, that becomes like just something that I can observe and not be a part of it. So if you want something right now that is available, I asked Catherine, I said, do you have enough products out there? She said, yes. So
we do.
If they have enough, then go ahead and you can go ahead and partake of this absolutely amazing. And this is on top of everything else that all of you know we have been promoting. We've been promoting, you know, the iHercules, amazing quantum product also that you take in, you spray in your mouth and it helps you. And then, of course, we have the Zealous and other products as well. Those are all great, but this takes the cake, I guess is what we want to say. It really helps to move you with all of that working on the inside with your organs. This will take it to another higher, much higher level. So I guess that's my testimony for everyone. And I do have a couple of people that I know who have been using this for months, maybe a year already. And they will testify to it being them all the time. They wear them all day long. And I guess my question for Ron is, can you wear this all day long? Maybe not necessarily to turn it on, but when you feel you need to have more balance, you can turn it on at any time to get the balance back. Is that correct?
That's correct. As soon as you put it on, the different frequencies from the crystals, the stones, the precious metals are working. It's interacting as long as it's touching your skin for grounding and balancing your body. The frequencies, when we start feeling weak, when we start feeling like overwhelmed, you just drop the frequencies on, and that's to put the body back in a balanced state. And you said it just perfectly.
Mm. Right, and that's exactly what it does. So even before we had this call, I decided to put that necklace on, and all of a sudden I felt great. So, and I really needed that. I really was feeling tired, fatigued. But now I feel, I as soon as I put it on, within 5 minutes, I felt great. So big difference. So, Ron, in regards to the necklace, I know that. So, if you have the necklace, and I also know that you say you should put it on your temples. I don't find myself doing that because it seems like then I have to lay down or something. It's hard to keep it there. I just wear it as a necklace, and just turn it on when I need it. And so the stones, even though they're there, I mean, if you just have just the pendant itself, does that take away from the stones or that are embedded in the copper or what?
Well, they work hand in hand. Each stone runs its own frequency, so we try to calibrate everything so that the wrist or the bracelet and the necklace are perfectly balanced, the same amount, the same percentage of frequencies that get absorbed in through the body through the surface of the skin. So they're both equally balanced all the way through. It's really the reason we say to put it on the temple is because a lot of times when people are focusing a little bit more, and if you notice, if you put it on the left side or right side of your temple, there's a bone conduction probe on the back of the necklace, and it will feel that frequency in the whole skull. What it's doing is it's taking the skeletal system and making that almost the transmitter or the speaker of the frequency, and the skeletal system covers the whole body. So it gets the frequencies through your body very quickly. The reason we do necklace and bracelet is because the two surfaces of the skin, that blood comes the closest to the surface. You know, whenever somebody's checking pulse, it's always the wrist or the carotid artery. That's why that's
correct.
The two main places that we put for the frequency and, the crystals and stones, as well as the ones we create.
Okay, but when you have the necklace and you place it on the breastplate or the bone, that also you're still doing the same thing, correct?
Exactly. It's hitting and starts resonating off of that main bone for the ribs, the whole chest cavity, and almost all of the vital organs are right there. So they're absorbing those frequencies. They're getting back into their balanced state again,
okay.
Doing some amazing things. And even with the blood, especially as we start getting a little older, the blood starts getting a little clotty. If you did live blood testing, you'll see the older we get, the more clotting we'll start seeing in the blood. We've done live blood tests, and 15 minutes later did the live blood test again after wearing either one of the products, and all of the cells are flowing nice and freely throughout the body.
Wow, that's amazing. That's truly, truly amazing. These are really incredible. This technology and you coming out with this is really, phenomenal. It's really beautiful. Thank you so much, Ron. So glad that we were able to get in touch, and you having to come on the call. I was wondering if we could do. Can we do a little Q&A? Oh, go ahead.
Beloved God, also I will also tell you this. that you can put the device on what is termed Down syndrome and also on what is termed autism, and it will have a 100% effect on that as well.
Wow.
Huh. The accuracy is astounding because we have been working with a few people. The amazing part is because my brother lost his battle with Friedreich's ataxia, what just came 2 months ago was a woman calling saying that her son has a very rare disease, and it happened to be Friedreich's ataxia, and she has two sons with it. Well, we've got
wow.
them on the machine, and amazing results are happening as we speak. And the other thing,
your beloved person who you said had lost his battle, he did not lose the battle. He won it. He ascended to a higher plane of existence, to the full fifth-dimensional body. He is very happy, and he says, "Keep on keeping on." This is his message to you.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
The other thing that was said was about longevity, and the telomeres are actually growing.
Yes. Oh, no kidding. Oh, my gosh. We're always looking for things like this that, you know, that is going to, because they shrink as you get older, right? So we're always looking for what can we do to help to lengthen and regrow the telomeres. So, beautiful. Okay, so a couple of things, if I can, before we begin our little Q&A with you two, I'd like to, maybe near the end of our call with you, if you could please let them know how they can get a hold of this product and a little bit of a discount because you're here on our call, as well as, the call that I know you guys have on Sunday so that everybody can climb on that call with you. Maybe we could bring that up too. But in the meantime, Ron, if you don't mind, can I bring people in so that they can ask some questions?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, everybody. I don't know. I'm going to just start from the bottom here. If you have a question for both, either Ron or Catherine, please go ahead and press 1, and I will see your number, and I will call you in. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and, I suppose I can go ahead with this number, which is 775-722. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. And I'm going to go ahead and 775. We're going to go ahead and open your line.
Hello.
Hello.
This is a fan here. Hello. This is Chris in Sparks, Nevada. This is an awesome call. My question is, what does it do for dogs? Pets, if they can sleep, and can they sleep on the iGuard pet bed all night? What does it do for them?
Absolutely great question. It works on pets just like it does for humans, especially we just passed 4th of July, and around fireworks, loud noises, cats, dogs, they go crazy. What we did was we're putting the technology into a mat, or like a dog bed. So as soon as they lay on it, it automatically turns on the frequencies for them and calms them down, especially like smaller dogs that are very jumpy. They get very hyper. They hear a doorbell and they're all over. It calms, levels, and balances them. So great question.
That's
awesome.
I see that you're out of stock on them because I'm looking on your website. When will you get more of those?
Already.
We're working on that now. We did run out of the first group that went out, so we're replenishing that. That's why we were talking about the other two. And here's another great thing about both of them. They work for plants. To grow plants, the frequencies they just take to them, growing bigger, faster, stronger, bearing more flowers, more fruit, just by placing it next to it. And the Stargate, the necklace, If you want to help purify your water, just hold it up against the side of the glass for 60 seconds. Let the frequencies infuse in the water. This way, when you drink it, and the water is going into the different cells in the body, they're already fully charged.
Okay, now that you brought that up, what about the water that you get from Shasta, the Shasta Mountain water that comes from Kellogg's?
The best water I found on the planet that we can actually purchase is Fiji. Every time I check the balances, pHs and things in most of the bottled waters out there, they're not meeting the standards at all. Fiji water seems to be the purest and cleanest.
Okay, well, this is water you can go get from the – that's okay. I'm not going to go into this. But thank you so very much. I appreciate it immensely. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for the question.
All right. Okay. Let's see if this person has a question for you. 703 ending in 8389. Do you have a call? You have a question for Ron or Catherine?
I do. This is Alice in Maryland. And
oh, Alice.
Hi, Jay. And everybody.
We love you.
Oh my, I am just so moved today. Let me get my thoughts. But the first question is, I want to know how to become a distributor for this product, these products, number two, and dealing with kids. And the third one, so one of my humanitarian projects will be working with special needs kids. And my son this summer, who's a college student, he is working with Down syndrome and autism, autistic kids. And first time he's ever worked with him. And he got a nice little note from parents just thanking him for the patience that he has been giving to their son. And he comes home every day just, Mom, you know, he's just, he's so moved. And this is the youngest one who, I've spoken about him before. He's very energetic, enabled. Jordan's very special. Probably would have been autistic. I don't know. I have to find out how we can introduce this product to this family to help their son and the whole camp. Now, right now, they have Down syndrome kids and autistic kids, and they do one-on-one. They have the college kids. Been with him one-on-one all day. And he just tells me stories after stories, observing how these kids are behaving. And when Zora said, this can heal these kids, I just thought, oh, my God. Because I had had a dream before all of this when my son, he didn't want to take the job. And I said, Jordan, you never know how you will be able to help these kids. I know it can be overwhelming, but and he's hung in there. It's been 3 weeks. And this is thank you so much for sharing this. And I just want to, I'm at the site now, and I just wanted you to tell me how to, I want to get the, you know, product for myself.
Hey, Alice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hold on 1 second, Alice. All right. Catherine, did you want me to give you Alice's number so the two of you can connect regarding this? Because we're talking about, you know, how she can do that. So, Alice, I've got your number, dear, and I'm just going to go ahead and I will give you Catherine's number so that the two of you can connect, because this is for more people.
Great.
And you need to connect in terms of how, you know, she might be able to help you, Alice, with this. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Nice to hear
from All right. You. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here we go. All right. Now we're going to go to, let me see if, I think I did this one already. I'm not sure. All right. 386 ending in 3353. Hello? Do you have a question for Ron or Catherine? Hello?
All right.
Hello?
386 ending in 3353.
Okay, maybe not. Hello, are you here? Okay, we're going to go on to the next caller. All right, our next caller now is 970 ending in 1197. 1197.
Hello, Jane, and Ron and Catherine. This is Barbara in Colorado.
Oh, hi,
Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm just amazed how all this quantum and God vibrational energy is coming through to us now. My question, which is our big question about for many people, is vaccines and the terrible symptoms and side effects of this. And I just wondered, have you considered or have you tried testing on something like that?
Oh,
absolutely.
Great question. And shedding also, Ron, if you can talk about that too, besides the people that have taken the vaccines or have had COVID.
Yes. Matter of fact, one of the vaccines have that aluminum in them, not the aluminum that we know of, but one that actually attaches to different organs, including the brain.
Correct.
And, you know, the medical portion of it, you know, the drugs are really easy to diffuse. You bring that body vibration up, bring the organs back to balance, and it knows that it's a foreign substance and will get rid of it. The aluminums that are clinging, and I mean, this is better than like super glue, that's a little bit more challenging, but frequency-wise, that's what we're working on, because
yeah.
I think that's the biggest problem that's out there with the shedding and, you know, the vaccines. That is
right.
Something, and we're close to a breakthrough on it. We are extremely close. And when we do, we will offer it absolutely free for everybody that has a Stargate or an iGuard. We will email it to you, and you'll be able to load that right up into it via the computer. So you'll be protected from that as well.
Wow.
Beautiful.
And it goes through the blood-brain barrier, right?
Absolutely.
So it goes through the brain. Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh,
cool.
Thank you so much for that.
Appreciate the question.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that have different variants of diseases, and when they become extremely, at that borderline, stage 3, stage 4 cancers, things like that, what we do is we do specialty frequencies, and we'll send it out to people where they need a little more concentration on a certain organ or, you know, a body system that's running through. So we try to work with everybody as closely as possible. We don't look at it as a business.
Wow.
We look at it as a family. And people are just coming to us, letting us know what's wrong.
Well, I also am feeling very strongly about the Alliance and Trump and the Patriots. If you could make contact with them. Regarding your seriously, because I know that I really feel that they're looking for a healing for this whole issue.
Believe it or not, a couple months ago, an iGuard was sent to President Donald Trump, and not sure if he's wearing it yet or not, but one was sent to him. Catherine was working with somebody that worked with the Secret Service to get it over to him.
Good.
Oh, my
wonderful.
Goodness.
Yes.
This is amazing. Thank you so
very
much.
Very good. We're all on the same page.
Appreciate it.
It's great. Thank you for your question. Thanks, Barb. All right. Yeah, okay. Next caller
Jane?
We have
Jane?
Is... Yes. Yes?
This is I'm back now. I have a question for...
Okay, all right. This is Billy. Billy is
Jerea.
We call her
Jerea.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Ron,
hey, Billy.
What kind of effect would it have on a blood clot behind the knee? I've had this for a while. It stemmed from hormones, but the pill form, and I contracted this. Couple, year,
it's a long story.
Long time. But anyway, What will it do for that? Will it destroy it?
It should start breaking it down. Again, I'm not trying to give medical advice, but what we've seen with the blood test, any clotting as the blood gets thicker, as we get older, it starts slowing down. It separates. Remember, we're using 5,000 Gauss on the magnet, rare earth magnets. It takes at least 700 rare earth Gauss to affect the blood. You know, when we talk about iron in the blood and take iron, I never realized it's real iron that's in our blood. And the magnets absolutely set them up beautifully. What I would do is I would use the Stargate necklace and put it, turn the frequencies on and put it right on it and give it 1 to 3 days. And you should see a difference. I'd love to do a follow-up with you on that, too.
Of course.
Okay, well, she just went, you just went and had, an ultrasound done.
Ultrasound.
So you still have to get the results of that, and then you can go from there.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we'll be in touch with Ron.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Okay.
All right.
Good. And, okay, so our next caller is ends in 6247. I think you're not quite from hello?
Hello,
yes,
is it me?
You are? Yes.
Okay, this is George calling from Northern Mexico.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
There, George. Yes.
Hello. Yes, I only want to know any place or the right place where I can get these two products. Probably a phone number or anything like that, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so out of the United States, how do you guys do this now?
Well, I can add Mexico to the website, and they can buy it right there.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I can give
you
my
phone number to Kathleen.
Yes, you want to give that to me, Jane, later?
Oh, I will. We're going to keep you busy, Catherine. Okay,
that's okay.
All right. So let me see. Let me write this down real quick before I forget. Before I lose you. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. All right, so Catherine again. All right. And then we have another person here. It's 941 ending in 2599.
Hi, this is Kathy from Florida. I'm wondering if this product will help people with MS and fibromyalgia.
Well, I don't want to make any medical claims. I don't want to put any false hopes out there, but we have been working with people literally with everything from migraine headaches all the way up to stage 4 cancer. And we have been seeing amazing results across the board. Remember, this is not something to deal with specific diseases or treatments. It's meant to put the body back in balance so that whatever is wrong with the body knows how to heal it.
Yep. So is this actually a machine and these things have to be recharged, or can you wear them all the time?
Oh,
well,
good
they
question.
Do get recharged. It's like a bracelet. It looks like a smartwatch, which is the iGuard, and it does have to be recharged. It'll run consecutively for about 3 to 4 hours, but you can turn it on and off at will. You do recharge that and the necklace as well. It comes with the charge cable, a little instruction book, with it. And we're always here on the website. There's a phone number and an email to get in contact directly with us in the case you're not sure of something or there's a problem. And as was said earlier, we do a conference call for all the people every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Anybody has problems, questions, testimonies, they come on, and we're able to deal with it every single week, even through the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Thank you so much for your help.
Appreciate the question.
Okay. So at this time, Ron or Catherine, do you want to give us that information that for the call for tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, like Lana says, it's six.
Yeah.
Every Sunday, yes, 6 o'clock Eastern time. And the phone number is 712-775-7464. And the PIN number is 909-2514#. And if you want to email me, it's Catherine@bodywaveinternational.com. If you want to call me on the phone, it's 626-203-9791.
Okay. And this is, the call is at what time again?
6 o'clock Eastern
time.
Mm-hmm. Eastern time. So it'd be 3 o'clock
Eastern
our time.
Time.
Okay. And 3 o'clock
right.
Pacific
so,
time. Yes.
Okay. PT, 3 o'clock. Okay, great. Thank you so
mm-hmm.
much for that. Now,
mm-hmm.
if people wanted
Thank
to
you.
Order this today, right now, what is the special code that they need to use?
Okay. When you go to add to cart, when you go to pay for it, you just put in the promo code Jane, and you can get 10% off the product.
Okay. So just go ahead and put Jane, and you get 10% off. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That would really be helpful for people. Okay. Thank you for that.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and go on to the next person. And that next person is, let's see. I'm looking at where I'm at here. Well, let's try 941. I don't know what happened here. All right, I think I'm going to have to go here to the top. Okay, let's go over here to 805 ending in 8386. See if this person has a question for you. Hello? Hello? 8386, do you have a question?
For
Ron? Okay. All right. We won't go there. All right. Next one is 928 ending in 2865. I don't know if we've already spoken to you. Hello. Do you have a question for Ron? All right. And I think 8394 we did already. I'm usually pretty good at this, but maybe not.
All right.
Hello. Okay. Well, maybe not. All right. Let's try this one. 206 ending in 1047.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
Hello.
Can. And you are?
This is Mary from Oregon.
Okay. Hi, Mary.
Hi. So my question is, with all of the humanitarian projects that so many of us are planning, but waiting for the RV to be able to forge ahead, do you see us being able to heal the planet faster or sooner than expected? I mean, do we see a lot of success in that in the future?
Are we talking that in regards to the, we're talking about the Body Wave International right now, Mary.
Okay. Well, I guess including this technology and all the other technologies out there. Okay. I guess you can't answer that right now.
No. Just wait for Zora.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'll put your on. Okay. So let me. All right, 780, ending in 2255.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Jane. It's Brenda calling.
Yes, hi, Brenda. Mm-hmm.
Awesome call. Yeah, very good call. Hey, Ron, I know you kind of are, is there a testimonial page? I'm just on your website of people that have had success with the products. I'm thinking specifically stroke. Have you seen people heal from the ravages of stroke?
We haven't worked with stroke people that I'm aware of anyway that have given any testimony or, you know, personal with me.
Again, we're dealing with the brain. We're dealing with a blood clot or an aneurysm that happened, you know, for a stroke. Tissue, up until only about 5 years ago, they kept saying, when you kill brain cells, they're gone forever. And it's not true. And new scientific studies show that we keep replenishing brain cells constantly. Remember, we're at least 100 years behind in technology, at least. And I want to bring us up at least 50 years. And technology is a wonderful thing. We're always going to need it. You know, I know somebody else was asking about healing the planet, and it's a wonderful thing. The planet don't need healing. The planet does it itself, just like the body does itself. We're using technologies right now to awaken people. Frequencies are from within. Healing is from within on just about everything. We're using this to amplify signals. If you have a very light voice, you use a megaphone to project even further. Right now, we're just learning how to use these bodies and inner energies, and these are amplifiers of it. Soon, we won't need this technology. We'll be looking for a newer technology to carry us even to the next threshold.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, it certainly is very
good.
Exciting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brenda. Okay. And I think this will be our last caller. It's 352 ending in 8415. 8415. Hello? I don't know. Maybe that's still the same person as before. Okay. All right. This is our last caller now. 450 ending in 4348.
Yes. Hi. You hearing me?
Yes, we are. You are. Your name?
I am Diane from Quebec, Canada. And
hello, Diane.
Thank you very much. Hello, Jane. Thank you very much for to you, Ron and Catherine, for these incredible products. I would just like to know, is this available in Canada right now?
Yes, it is.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, we do ship to Canada too. Mm-hmm. And there
Great.
Are quite a few of the products out there already, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm sending you all my love and gratitude. You are great souls. Thank you all.
Thank you. Appreciate
you guys are,
it.
Thank you. Catherine and Ron, you are absolutely amazing. Let me just do one more, and then I got to let you two go. All right. 607. Whoops. Oh, dear. Oh, now we got two. 607 ending in 2401.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
We can. You are? Who is this?
My question is for Zora, if I could.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? It's not time for Zora yet. So hang in. Hang in there. Hold on. This is only about Body International. Okay, this is our last call. This is from, 4952 ending in 3476. You are going to be the last person. Hello?
Hello, Jane. Hello, Zora.
Yes.
This is Nayana from Germany.
Oh, from Germany. Okay.
Hi.
Irina.
I have a question.
Ahead.
Hi. No, my name is Nayana.
Oh, Nayana. Okay. Well, I think she just got dropped. She's calling from Germany. So what happens about people that are calling from outside the United States, like even in Europe? Because we do have people also in the UK and Germany, et cetera.
If they can email me and let me know and I can add them to the site, the different countries.
Okay.
All and
right.
That's Catherine with a C, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. They always want
okay.
to do K.
All right. So, Catherine, tell them your email again if they want to talk a little bit about if they're coming from outside the United States and have some questions for you regarding how they can partake and purchase the product. Your email again is
Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, at BodyWave International. That's BodyWaveInternational.com. And they can email me and let me know what country, and then I can add it to the site.
Beautiful. Okay, excellent. Oh, yes. Thank you so much that you're going to be able to take care of people that are outside the United States. So now we have United States, we've got Mexico, we also have Canada, and all the others, whether it's UK, Canada, Norway, wherever you're at, or even in Asia, if you have any questions in regards to being able to receive this product or order the product, please go ahead and email Catherine, with a C, Catherine at BodyWaveInternational.com. Okay. So with that, both of you, Catherine, you're amazing, beautiful. Thank you so much for being a part of you and Ron bringing this out to our world. Ron, do you have any other words that you would like to say before we end our call?
Jane, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time and helping us get the word out there. Together, we can make a huge difference, and we have so many other things. Love to join you again and share some more in the future.
Okay, very good. You bet. And so everyone, just go and listen to the call that they have. Is that today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. It's on Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, everybody. Get on the call tomorrow with Ron and Catherine. And again, I want to just give you that number so you can listen. And it's 712-775-7464. And the link or the PIN number is 909-2514-pound. Okay, so many of us will probably be listening in on your call for tomorrow. So thank you, Catherine, very much. And Ron, you're an amazing being. Both of you are. We're all amazing beings. Thank you for this technology that you are bringing forth to the world. So thank you both very much. Okay.
Thank you. It was an honor being here.
All right. Thank you. It's been our honor. Thank you. All righty. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Let's get back on the show here. And let's go ahead and bring Zaria or Zora back. Okay, here we go. Zaria? Oh, hold on a minute. I got to get you back here. Hi, Zaria. Oh, for goodness sakes, excuse us. For goodness sakes. All right. Zaria and Zora will be with us very, very shortly. And again, this was an amazing, amazing call that we had today. And of course, for Zora to come in and, you know, provide his input, his feedback regarding this new technology is super, super amazing. So I guess there's always a reason why things come our way. And the people that you talk to, who you're with, you know, also is very, very, again, it's really great. Q will be coming on our call. I still haven't gotten word from him yet regarding at what time. I do know that somebody has also asked in regards to Mark and Michael regarding the utility coin, which is also an amazing coin that's out there. And people, if you want to be able to connect with Mark or Michael, you want to go and text. You can text Michael, okay? So again, it's Michael Andrews. Hold on a second. Let me get his number over here for all of you. And that would be, so Michael's, so you want to text Michael. I think it's free, F-R-E-E, and then to text your name, as well as your number, and his number is 954-330-3077. So again, to text Michael Andrews, who will give you information regarding the utility coin, and the Daisy. Text free to the number 954-330-3077. Okay? All right. So now I think we are ready for Zareya. All right, Zareya.
Hello.
Okay. Did you want to bring your jazz true again?
Of course I will.
Okay. So we can go ahead and go forward with his message as well as Q&A.
Well, I think he pretty well gave his messages already.
Yeah, for Ron. Okay. Okay. Well, if you'll bring him
let's
here,
just go into question and answer
him.
Because, you know, it's just that you have questions for him? Oh, okay.
Well, of course.
Whatever. But you always have questions for him. Anyway, okay.
Thank you, Zareya.
Indeed, beloved God is.
Hi, Zora. Welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. That was an incredible call that we had.
Indeed, it was.
With both, wow, it's truly amazing as far as how we come in contact with people to bring better and better products and. Information coming to the world, going to the world. So that's absolutely amazing. Okay, so my question, I guess, I need to kind of talk a little bit, and I know what you're going to say. However, I would just kind of like your input. So in regards to the RV, we know that it's moving right along, and obviously we do not have it in hand yet. And we also had heard that the part of the process is that the notifications are also will be coming very, very, very soon, hopefully next week. But in the meantime, as far as the process is going, fines and penalties, CMKS. Where is that right now? Is it completed or not?
I would say it is... almost fully completed.
All right. Okay. So that means it is going continuing to move forward. Second question, and we already know part of the answer already because of Ron and Catherine through their technology that they're bringing out, is in regards to the vaccines and Ron is working on that already to put probably a different frequency that people can get and put into these devices so they can again increase the frequency. So I guess maybe my question is, the higher the frequency that you are at, the less invasive as far as the lower frequencies of anything that's negative, whether it's virus or bacteria or whether it is in terms of negative emotions. So when we utilize and when we use these new products from Ron, Catherine, then this will bring us to a higher level of frequency so we can't possibly bring that into our being, right? That
indeed.
Will prevent the lower frequency of bacteria, vaccines, whatever it is, to enter into our body. So that is our main defense at this time. Is that correct? Besides the high frequency of the other products that we have.
Yes, it is a defense against it. However, as I said, we have said before, if you've taken the first shot, that's all you need. You do not need to take the second shot. If you have taken the second shot, then as it stands right now, it's still the only what you call reversal of that. This will be coming from the Galactic Federation.
Unless Ron can come up and know exactly what it takes to be able to bring
if
it
what is termed
through
as,
his technology.
If what is termed as if the Galactics want to download the frequency that is needed, that information, then so be it. But as it stands presently, that is not forthcoming.
Okay. All right. So in the meantime, we can still help our bodies in every way possible through this technology.
Indeed,
okay. Thank you for that, Zora. All right. Tell us a little bit about how Trump is doing and what he's planning on doing next.
Well, he's still in Florida.
Okay.
And he is still protected not only by what you call Secret Service, but he is also protected by the Galactic Federation. There is
a complete
invisible field all the way around the structure where he is.
Okay, very good. All right, so do you see him coming and getting back on to his podium, so to speak, which is what we call, it's his post, his new post is going to be in Arizona, correct, where the new station is for him as returning president?
Mm-hmm.
Some people say it might be Pennsylvania, or is it going to be Arizona is the question.
It's undecided at this moment.
Okay. All right. And then my other question is in regards to as far as our protection from the Galactics. Everyone that's listening on this call or anyone that is of a higher vibrational frequency understanding what the plan is, are we all being protected by the Galactics or not?
There are many people who are protected by the Galactics already. What you call the ones who are on this call, who are associated with Zarea and Quasar, are under the protection of the Galactic Federation, so they need not worry. And also understand that issues that are coming about due to the heat and the which is called the droughts and things of this nature. And that is also being looked at and observed and dealt with also. Rampa is coming into play there to bring forth relief in the areas where the temperatures are unbearable, and so
that Zarea was saying that it's coming actually from the cabal with the satellites that they have up there making this all occur. As far as the fires,
yes.
I mean, we already have smoke, we already have fires around here, you know, in Nevada, California, and wherever else it's at.
Yes. And they are perpetrated by your governments.
Yeah, so, all right. So it's not just happening in the United States. There's all kinds of things that are happening. Are we going to have more fires? Are we going to have more quakes? What about, any more tsunamis? What are we looking at right now in the foreseeable future here?
Well, as time gets closer and closer, as time gets closer and closer to the ascension, the galactic disclosure, as it gets closer, much of what is going on will begin to subside, because it will be being dealt with by the Galactics. So, in preparation for the galactic disclosure.
So So instead of seeing the increased amount of fires and quakes and tsunamis, et cetera, you see that are we like at at that plateau so that it can start to go down or not yet? We
yes.
still haven't seen the worst of it.
It is almost at the peak,
okay.
of disruption, and then it will begin to subside.
Okay. All right. Very good. And thank you, Rempa. Thank you, Galactic.
But
for
those
for
people,
us.
But for those people who are what you call out in nature, out in this blistering heat, you must
yes.
find shelter. You must get out of
yeah.
the direct sunlight. But understand, it is not the sun doing it. It
right.
is what is called.
Okay.
It is coming from. A plan that was perpetrated by the governments to eliminate
okay.
certain areas of the population. And
okay.
And they have been targeted, certain areas. And those areas must be what you call dealt with.
I thought that we were already at the point where the cabal is minimally effective. Or able to make very, destructive causes or events to occur to humanity and also to our planet. But apparently, they're still, moving as destructively as they can. I mean,
well,
I thought we were
they
already
have,
being
they
diminished.
They have what is called. I'm speaking of the devices they have in orbit. But the people on the planet itself have been diminished as far as their power. However, the satellites are still there, and they must be dealt with, and they will be dealt with. That's when you will see a decline
okay.
in the weather, a decline in the temperatures.
Okay, Zora. All right, why don't we do this? I'll go ahead and open up the lines for everyone so that they can go ahead and we can go from there.
You have 12 minutes.
Oh, we have 12 minutes. Okay, everybody. One question per person. And let's go with 805 ending in 8386. 8386.
Hi there, Jane and Zora and Billy. This is Dr. Jan calling.
Hi, Dr.
Update.
Jan.
Yes, yes, to give you an update from Dad, just only I wanted to ask is that if Zora could do a healing blast for Dad. He's having a major procedure done for his G-tube, so he gets excellent healing on that. And we have been doing the Zora boost every single day on Dad in the hospital for the last 10 days in person. So that could be possible.
Let's,
I appreciate it. And Jane, if you don't mind,
okay.
could you possibly give me a call later? I just want to ask something else. But anyways, sorry
okay.
to ask that.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, all
Thanks.
Right. Okay, so let's go
okay.
ahead and do a healing boost then.
Okay,
and this is for who again, Deb?
Yes. It's,
Debbie,
it's,
is your...
It's for John Iwata. John Iwata.
Oh, for John. Okay.
Yeah, for Dad.
All right. Okay. All right, Zora, let's do a healing for John, who's her dad.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
Go ahead. You can go ahead and do this for him, and
okay,
repeat
five,
the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead.
2, 1. I receive for Dad. Dad receives.
Yes. From the goddess of your being.
From the goddess of his being, we see him having full recovery, healing of his stomach and feedings, and health, and of course full recovery of his entire body, mind, and soul. And we see it done.
And you know it, yes.
And we know it.
You bet. Okay.
Thank you, Jane.
Very good. You're welcome. Okay, we'll talk later. Yeah, I could feel that energy already going to him, through you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Uh-huh. All right, Zora, thank you for that. All right, next caller.
There was a gentleman that had called in. You had put him back on mute?
I don't know, Zora. Who?
Well, there was a person who said that the question was for me, and you put him back on mute.
Oh, well, I'm just going down the line here, Zora. Okay, all so right. Here we go. Next caller is 208, ending in 8394. I just go down the line now for people for your questions. Hello?
Oh, well, I'm just going down the line, Zora. Okay,
so
here
we go. Next
caller is 208, ending in 8394. I will go down the line now for people to spread their questions. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You, there's a big echo back here. Honey, you okay. Gotta get that off.
Yes. Hi. This
okay, we got
Pawnee.
To go. Go ahead. All right,
Pawnee. Yeah.
There's a
okay.
lot of...
I just want to quickly ask Zora. There is a news session. It's called United Network News, and Stefan Rao is doing the commentary. Can you tell me, is the United Network News, are they really out there trying to get the truth out? And are they being is it being reported as truth? Thank you.
Understand, anything that is other than the normal media channels is always better news. So
okay.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pawnee.
Sending lots of love.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You too. All right. Next question is coming from 206 ending in 1047. 1047.
Hi, yes, this 206. Is Mary.
Okay, Mary.
Hello. Yes, I was asking earlier about all of these humanitarian projects that we're all waiting to be able to give them the
right.
opportunity after the RV. Do you guys see our planet, and I know our planet heals within itself, but do you see it happening quickly once we get the go-ahead to all do our part?
Of course it's going to go quickly. How could it do anything but?
Good. That's what I wanted to hear. That's how I feel, but I just wanted to make sure.
Thank you, Mary.
Indeed.
Good question.
Okay.
All right. Next person is 208, ending in 7602.
Well, hello,
7602.
Jane. Zora,
yes.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I do have a question for Zora.
And
my
who are you?
Mary from Idaho.
I'm sorry?
Mary from Idaho.
Oh, Mary. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And my question for Zora is regarding the RV as far as being a humanitarian. And I have a very loving and quality relationship with my husband, but I know that he is in a different frequency right now, doesn't believe anything going on, and I understand his psychology, but I do want to share when the time comes. So my question would be, do I ask him to go with me to the RV meeting for the exchange with my Zim, or do I wait and keep it to myself and then what would you advise? I've been grappling with that question.
If he is not aware of what is taking place, because understand when you take him in with you, he must sign an NDA, and if he does not understand what it is about, it will be a little bit fruitless.
Okay. So that is my answer, and I thank you very much. I want to keep a trusting relationship with him, but in this case, I think it's best for me to go about it, you know, on my own until such time as it becomes apparent, right, that he has risen in his understanding and frequency.
Indeed.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I appreciate
Thank
it very
you.
Much.
Thank you, Mary.
Indeed.
Okay. Next person is 5511 ending in 5611. Hello.
Hello, Jane. Hello, this is Debbie. How are you? Hello,
yeah, hi, Debbie. Sarah, good. Jane. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you. Jane, I had a few questions to get in touch with the Ron product. So
that's okay.
When I got on the line. But
I'll give her your
afterwards,
number. Which
you could, give her this number. I really appreciate
this
it.
Number?
Yes.
This number?
Yeah.
It's a long distance number.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need
you
to
can give her my email. Yeah, and call her. Do you want to give me her number? Is that better?
Yeah, I'll call you with that number.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, Zora.
Okay.
All
right.
Thank you very much for everything. Take care.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller is 903 ending in 5672.
You have 4 minutes.
5672, you're on the air. Okay, next one. 780 ending in 2255. Hey, Brenda, do you have a question for Zora?
I can ask a quick question. I wasn't prepared, but hey, I'm curious to know about the craft when you go swimming off the Hawaiian Islands. Is that a spacecraft that becomes like lands in the water and you can just swim from it? Like, could you describe what kind of craft and what's going to be available to us once the RV comes through? That's kind of what I'm interested in.
Craft? What craft are you speaking of?
Well, when you go swimming off the Hawaiian Islands, I'm assuming you're basically landing on the water with your spacecraft, or is there a boat there waiting for you? Is it multi-purpose?
Well, I understand that when we go swimming with the dolphins and the mer peoples, we simply teleport ourselves from the hollow earth to that location. We are not in a ship.
You were swimming.
Oh. Interesting. Sorry, Tim?
Yeah. Okay, they are swimming.
But they teleport themselves to hollow earth, so they didn't land
fast. Of course. No,
okay,
not at all.
Is it going to be long before we can teleport ourselves to the Hawaiian Islands and go swimming?
Okay, guys.
Well, if you do what is done, develop your abilities that are already inbred in you, then you will be able to do that.
Okay. We only have like about 40 seconds. Let's do our let's go ahead and do a blast. Energies for everyone. Go ahead, Zora. Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are gods and goddesses. The
indeed.
Human galactic angels who are all powerful, and we are in great and joy and peace and great gratitude to all that is. And so
indeed.
Be it, and everybody have yourselves a wondrous, glorious, and loving weekend. We'll let you know when Q is going to be coming on. Have not heard from him yet, and see you all tomorrow as well for meditation. All right. And with that, bye.
Farewell.